Gina's mic was on. We weren't on yet. I didn't turn your mic on.
All right, mistakes, Ski. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And don't forget, the auction is going on at eBay right now. I'm selling my old headphones. Not that anybody really wants them, but it's up to $120, and Gina Grad gets every dime.
She gets the money. She needs the money.
Every penny.
And for students of broadcasting, for lovers of Tim Conway Jr., or the Conway and Steckler Show, or the Conway and Whitman Show, this is something you should... You should want to have in your collection.
Yes. So go to eBay and look up Tim Conway Jr.'s signed or autographed. I think it's autographed.
It is autographed.
Autographed headphones. And just put in Conway headphones. You'll see it. And the bid's up to $120. It'll end sometime tonight. We'll announce the big winner on the air.
Right. And you don't have a lot of time. So if you want to bid on these headphones, you got to do it now. You got just over an hour.
Yeah. Knock yourself out. All right, it is 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Robin, everybody.
Now,
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news. Yeah.
All right, everybody. It is Robin with the news. What's happening in the news, Robin?
Lots of things going on. First, very importantly, celebrated Green Bay quarterback Brett Favre told reporters today that he is officially retiring from the NFL. Favre gave a tearful goodbye to his fans and explained why he thought that now would be a good time to retire. And we have a clip of that. B133, yes.
All right, Brett Favre going out a winner, I guess. He won a Super Bowl.
He cries.
Yeah. Oh, boo, boo.
I am officially retiring from the NFL and Green Bay Packers. And as much as I've thought about what I would say and how...
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Jesus Christ.
I promised I wouldn't get emotional. I've given everything I possibly can give to this organization, the game of football. Well, and I don't think I got anything left to give, and that's it. I know I can play.
OJ was there.
Yeah, OJ was one
of the... But I don't think I want to.
One of the reporters. I can play, but I don't think I want to.
And that's really what it comes down to.
Well, that's interesting.
Doesn't matter.
No, that's interesting. I could play, but I don't think I want to. And you know what? That's
interesting. It sounds like he's lying.
No, it sounds like a guy who's taking like a self-inventory, you know, seeing, you know, where he's at in his career, thinking, you know what, I could still do this, but do I want to keep doing this? And interesting, very interesting.
If he thought he could do it, he'd still do it, though, because he's crying. Obviously, he misses it.
No, look, if you could, still do radio tomorrow.
Then I'd do it.
Well, but what if you hit the lottery and didn't need to do it?
Then I wouldn't cry.
You could still do it, but you might get emotional leaving the industry that you love so much.
Nah, somebody told him, I think, time to get out.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he wants to depress another cold state in the winter, come December, and they get eliminated in the first round.
Right. Because those people are already depressed enough.
Well, in the winter, you bet your ass they're depressed. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, the famous football player's announcement has seemed to spark other celebrities to call it quits.
Whoa.
We have a clip of another entertainer saying his goodbyes this evening. L34.
L34, another guy going out.
Oh, this is live from Las Vegas?
I believe it is.
All right.
Thank you. What a great audience you are. That is such a great show. That was a great show. Wow, that was a great show.
Louis.
And you know what?
Oh, no.
I'm so glad it was a great show. Because I've decided that will be my final show. I know I could do it. I just don't know if I want to do it.
Oh, Louie.
But I...
Uh-oh.
I swore I wouldn't get like this. I want to thank the Excalibur Hotel and all the boys from the Thunder Down Under. Oh. They've been so great.
First time he's mentioned
and all
those
of you
guys.
Great people. And I love you, too. I just don't know that I can contribute anymore. So this is it. Thanks for coming. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. Have a good dinner. I know I did. Oh, that was a good joke to end on.
There he
goes.
Good
night, everybody.
All right, Louis Anderson retired. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, in a bit of local news.
So stupid. A lot of people are dropping off, a lot of legends.
I know, they're all retiring. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, in a bit of local news, it seems that the Conway and Whitman show host...
Mittman? Mittman? Conway Mittman? What about Conway and Whitman, Robin?
Conway and Whitman, excuse me, Brian, have been on everyone's lips today. First, we have a clip of Frosty, Heidi, and Frank saying some very nice words about Tim on their show.
Is that right?
Yes, F63.
All right, here we go. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, man.
There's a Frank, Heidi, Tom. Who's fourth?
Well, not a, well, you know, a Tim Conway. Like
Tim.
Tim's funny. Tim's the funniest guy in this building, by the way.
Yeah.
Funny man and likable.
I'd have married him if things had turned out differently for me. I like him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Totally my type of guy. Tim Conway.
Is that right? God damn it.
But she's a lesbian.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe in a future life, you know, once you get into that stick or...
Frosty once
maybe I become come back a woman.
Frosty once told me I was the funniest guy in the building.
I know. Well, he drinks. Oh. Yeah, this is towards the end of the show, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Round two. Okay. Would you have a sex change to marry Heidi?
No.
You would not?
Would I become a woman to have sex with Heidi?
To marry Heidi?
No, I would not. No.
Why not?
No, sir. Because
you're not having much luck as sex.
I'm not having my penis lobbed off to and having a vagina installed to marry Heidi. No, I like her very much. She's very sweet. She always smells great. I love her on the radio. She's very talented. But I wouldn't go through a sex change to marry her. And I'm sure even she would understand that.
Well, you know what? I think I agree with you because being, how old are you, 5'8"?
I'm 5'8".
5'8", 215? Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, north?
No,
south?
But, no, it's 215 sounds about right. It's a, between 210, 215, 220-ish.
All right. Well, being a guy, 5'8", 220, you can handle that. But a chick, 5'8", 220, you would not get Heidi.
Right. Okay.
You would get some fat dude.
Is there any more to the clip that we... And by the way, Robin, what were they talking about in the clip? Their favorite people at the station or...
Well, they were just saying that they just liked him very much.
All right. They're very nice people, the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And sensational ratings, too.
Oh, please.
Those are morning drive ratings.
Talked about them the other night. I said they could take, I've said it before, they could take that show to any city in the country and do extremely well.
Yeah, including this one.
Yeah.
They're 6.1, man.
Does this turn this clip? Does this become...
It does turn negative on somebody else.
Why?
All right, we'll listen to it at 10 o'clock. Why? I'll play the whole clip at 10.
Well,
all right.
Can I get a taste of it?
Frosty's having a party.
Oh,
and he's putting together an invite list.
Good.
All right.
I wouldn't go to his party if my house was on fire.
Brian, if it makes you feel any better, I believe it's an imaginary party.
Oh, it is. All right.
Fine.
Imaginary party.
I wouldn't go to his imaginary party if
your house is on fire?
If I had been invited to no other imaginary parties that night, and his was the only imaginary party to go to, and I was sitting home alone crying on the couch, I wouldn't go to Frosty's imaginary party. That little bitch.
Wow. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, actually, this might bring Brian's spirits up. We now have a piece of audio from the Professor Tom Likas.
Oh, I like Tom.
Speaking quite affectionately about Brian Whitman today.
Wow.
T67.
All right, here we go. Brian Whitman on the Tom Likas Show.
Dean, you're exactly right. I would never cry. If it were my last broadcast, I would not cry. I would do the best goddamn broadcast I ever did, because believe me, the day I do my final broadcast, the day I don't have to worry that they're going to take away my job or that they might fire me or something like that, the day I don't have to worry about that, God only knows what I'm going to do on the air that day.
Yum.
That's a show not to be missed. But you won't hear me coming on going, I couldn't have done it alone. I want to thank all the other people made it possible. Oh, you know, I want to thank the Nasty Man. I want to thank Ricky Rackman.
Unnecessary.
I want to thank Jonathan Brandmeier. I want to thank... I want to thank John and Jeff.
Oh, here comes my sounder.
I want to thank Brian Whitman, you know, even though you were never here, you were wonderful. You were always wonderful. You were always so good to me.
Very good.
That's very funny.
All right, Tommy retiring as well.
And by the way, that's the best piece of comedy he's ever done on his show, and his acting is very good. That was very funny. Tom, listen to that 1,000 times. That's you at your comedic best, my friend.
All right, gang. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, that's what's happening.
All right, the news with Robin, everybody.
From the America Mile in Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
All right, folks, we have a tax season coming up, or actually we're in tax season right now.
We're in it right now, Tim.
And April 15th is the deadline, unless that falls on a Saturday or Sunday. We'll ask this young man sitting in front of me what day that does fall on.
Yeah, when is it this
year?
But,
well, I'm still introducing the young man.
I'm just thinking out loud, Tim.
Oh, okay. All right, the guy who can help you with your taxes, especially if you owe back taxes, the only man to turn to in Southern California... Michael Rosbrook. Nice to see you, man.
Be a man! How you guys doing?
All right, dude. Nice to see you, man.
Same here. Same
Look
here.
Look at you. All right, now, April 15th. Does it fall on a weekend? Or
No. This year, April 15th is a weekday. But March, corporation returns are due March 17th, which falls on a Monday.
Is that early?
St. Patrick's Day.
Is that early this year?
No, corporations are always due 2.5 months after the year end.
All right. Michael Rosbrook may charge hundreds of dollars an hour for his services. He's going to give it out free tonight and also talk about the top 10 mistakes that people make on their tax returns. So if you're in the middle of doing your taxes right now, maybe you're at home listening to the show and doing your taxes,
yeah,
and you have a question for Michael Rosbrook, what
sure.
you can write off, what you can't, the deduction for kids, you know the whole thing, probably better than the IRS.
Sometimes.
All right. 520-9710. Free advice from Michael Rosbrook, man.
Free advice. Now, Michael Rosbrook.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Oftentimes, people who do what you do were on the other side.
Yes.
They worked, for lack of a better term, in the enemy camp.
We call it the dark side.
Right. But not in your company, right?
No, actually, we use that as a point of difference. A lot of my competition brags that they have ex-IRS guys on staff. We do just the opposite because, number one, think about it. If you're working for the IRS, you've been brainwashed for years, sometimes decades.
It's hard to turn it around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That, you know, people who owe taxes are automatically tax cheats. How can a bad thing happen to a good person?
Right.
Okay, so it's the mental transition that is difficult for them to make.
Right, and your company, and you just don't have time to deprogram their brains.
Correct.
All right, now, Michael, what is the biggest settlement? The guy has come into your door, and he's owed X amount of dollars, and you got him off for X amount. What's the biggest differential?
Biggest differential was a guy who owed almost $7 million on a defunct corporation he had years ago, and it was all payroll taxes.
That's where a lot of people get in trouble, the payroll taxes.
Yeah, big time, big time. Most people don't realize that even though they're not an owner of a corporation or a shareholder or even a vice president, but if you're the bookkeeper or accountant or controller and you're signing those payroll tax returns and you're on the signature card, you could be held 100% liable for the company's payroll tax liability.
Personally?
Personally.
Wow.
The IRS is a very special creditor in that area. They can pierce the corporate veil very easily.
Now, I also heard the IRS is subbing out a lot of their collections. Is that right?
Yeah, they've assigned a lot of accounts, usually under $25,000, to three collection agencies around the country.
Right.
Which is really redundant because they're paying 20 to 25% commission to these agencies. And if they hired collectors to go after the American public like the rest of them do,
right,
they would be saving money.
Yeah, it seems to be not efficient.
It's a very politically driven thing because the IRS is trying to get more appropriations from Congress, and it's just a political circle jerk.
Right. Yeah. And what are the odds of you being, if you're just a W-4 regular employee, you're not self-employed, what are the odds of you getting audited? How many in 100?
1 in 97.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's just over 1%.
Right. And now, do you recommend, like, let's say the speed limit is 60 miles an hour, and I've also always heard this term. Do you recommend accountants go 70, 75, 80, or 85?
depends what freeway they're on.
Okay. But would you give advice to an accountant to try to, if the speed limit is 65, would you give them advice to go 70, 75?
I would tell them that they should look at not pushing the envelope where they step over the line, but you can go right to the edge, and as long as you can back it up. Actually, that's a good question, because this year the IRS instituted something that's called more likely than not for tax preparers. If they take a position on a return, it's got to be more likely than not it's going to pass muster.
Oh, so that's a benefit to the taxpayer.
It's a benefit to the taxpayer, but you can't be in that gray area, because if they determine that it's not more likely that it's going to pass, the preparer faces a $5,000 penalty this year.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, it's tough for you guys. But you don't do it. You don't really do preparers, right?
Well, our firm doesn't have preparers on premises, but we do 4,000 or 5,000 returns a year, because most people that come to us are non-filers.
Right.
Oh, so you have to get them up to date. You got to
exactly.
Do
it. Right. The IRS won't talk to you until all the returns are filed.
Right. Now, I've been in a position where I've owed some back taxes, and I got help, and I got out of it, but. This is what I understand, and this is maybe something you can warn the audience about. Once you get back even with the government, you're paying them $1,000 a month, and you finally pay your final check, and you're even with them. They have you sort of on a probation for 5 years.
Well, that's an offer and compromise.
An offer and compromise, right. And so, you know, you pay your last payment, and you're on sort of probation. Is it 3 or 5 years?
It's 5 years.
5 years. And if you cheat again, or if they catch you doing anything wrong, then they can go back and collect all the other back taxes that you owed, and the offer and compromise is out the window.
Exactly. You defaulted the offer. You got to pay and file on time. You got to remove the word extension from your vocabulary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd hate to have to do that.
Yeah.
So if you had an offer and compromise, I want to follow up on that, Michael. If you had, as Tim described, an offer and compromise, and you finally got even with the government, as Tim described, and you're paying them $1,000 a month, and then you make your last payment, you're on probation for 5 years, as you said.
Yes.
Wouldn't you then, I know myself, I would be so effing nervous that I would, if I could get Jesus to do my tax return, I would pay him to do it. If I could get Albert Einstein to do my tax return, I would pay him to do it, just to make sure there's not the smallest mistake, because then you're thrown back into the vortex of all of this IRS nonsense.
Well, you're what the military calls an RSG, a real smart guy. But there's a lot of people out there who have come to us for their second and third tours of duty, where they have actually defaulted on the offer and compromise.
And those are DMFs.
Yes.
Right. And when a DMF comes into your office, you don't like it because you really can't help them out anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like, you know, take a torch to the money that you're going to give me, because, you know, we work so hard
right.
to get them off the first time. And the IRS, even though there's no law that you can't submit multiple offers, they look at the second and third offer as that you are delaying and hindering collection.
I see. Okay. All right. If you have a question for Michael Rosberg, call us here at the station. I know a lot of people are thinking about doing their taxes right now. If you haven't done them, it's not too late, but you got to really get on it. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. Whether it's corporate taxes, whether it's personal taxes, Michael has seen it all. Every year when the new rules come out from the IRS, he studies them. Everybody in his office keeps up on them, and they are the best. They're located over on Balboa and Victory out in the valley. So centrally located to everybody in the valley, and just a hop and skip and a jump from over the hill. And your phone number over there is?
It's toll-free 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or 866-477-7762, and we give a free consultation.
Free consultation, and they should owe more than $10,000.
Correct, because then it's not economically beneficial for either party if they owe under 10.
Okay, real quickly, you said a guy came in your office, owed $7 million. What did he get off for?
He got off scot-free.
What? You yeah. saved the guy $7 million?
Yeah, I saved him $7 million, and he came back 2 years later and had another $25,000 problem.
Are you serious?
Wow.
A DMF.
Very serious. Very serious. And the reason why we got him off is the IRS has two computers. One's called the master file. The other one's called the non-master file. The non-master file is hardly updated. It's like the back burner of IRS computers. And that's where they had his account. So happened was we played hide the salami for the last 24 months of the 10-year statute. And the 10 years expired on him.
With the client you played hide the salami?
No, with the IRS.
Right.
And after the 10 years were done, he was off.
So you got so he owed $7,025,000. You got him off for nothing.
Correct.
Wow.
Does when you get in the office every morning, is he on your hand? Is he on his hands and knees?
No, but he is the number one testimonial, the first one on the website.
All right. Well, that's good. He should
look
be there.
That guy. That guy should be on his hands and knees, kissing your ass every morning.
Does he ever call you and just say, "Hey, Michael, you need a coffee? You need a latte? Can I bring you by something?"
He does call every now and then,
and just to say,
a cigar?
Just to say hi.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd bring you stuff. I'd bring you.
All
gifts.
Right, Michael Rosberg. Is with us. 866 IRS Problems is his phone number. It's Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Okay. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Michael Rosberg is with us. You might remember him screaming at you for a couple years to be a man, step up and be a man, right?
Get your head out of the sand. It ain't going away.
All right, you got to take care of those IRS problems. And I'm living proof. I had IRS problems. I took care of them, and I sleep much better. I used to fear that every time somebody knocked on the door, it was the IRS.
Yeah, I bet.
Every time the phone rang, I thought it was going to be the IRS. And guys like you take away that burden immediately. Because they no longer contacted me. They just contact guys like you.
Right. And people should understand they have a right. They have a lot of rights. One right is if they do come to the door or they do call you on the phone, you do not have to converse with them. All you have to do is tell them you're going to get representation and have your representative call them.
Is that right?
That's exactly right. You do not have to speak to them.
That's a very important thing, I think, that you just said, Michael. And I think that if people listening took nothing away from this conversation tonight other than that...
That would be terrible.
That would be to bring peace of mind to know that it's like if you're involved in some sort of litigation, if you have an attorney. To take it off your shoulders and say... Call Michael. Do not come to my home. Don't call me. This is my guy.
I can't tell you how many people incriminate themselves in the first 5 or 10 seconds of a conversation with an IRS officer.
I've had two IRS officers come to my house when I was living in Burbank. They came to my apartment.
They rang the doorbell and
came. Yeah, I'm a little bit of dumb. And they walked in. They looked around my apartment, and they knew I had nothing. I had like a blow-up couch. Not even a refrigerator, an ice chest.
And so it actually helped.
And if I was dating then, I'd be full of ice and wine. It was really nice.
It actually helped that they came in.
Yeah, I was completely broke. And the guy said, "You have a car. At least can we look at the car?" And I said, "What do you think you're going to go down and see, like a 2006 Porsche 911 downstairs? This is me." So I said, he says, "What kind of car do you have?" And I said, "I'll show you." So I go down there, and I was driving a Mazda RX-7. I started up. Smoke from the car filled up the garage, and they both split, shaking their heads, going,
"Nah, we're not going to get anything from this guy.
I can't believe this kid is Tim Conway's son."
But
really down and out.
I mean, I don't want anybody. Nobody wants that. We don't want to get to these phone calls, Michael. Nobody wants to have an altercation with a tax officer. But do you have to let him in? Tim said they came into the apartment. Could he refuse their entry?
Absolutely.
It's tough to do, though.
Sure,
you guys
you're
show up with badges.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, if they show a badge and it says special agent, you're going to be letting them in because those are the CID guys.
Oh, I don't know what
the
these guys
criminal
were.
Investigation. So
oh, no, it wasn't a criminal investigation yet. All right, free advice from Michael Rosberg. And again, you can reach him at 866-IRS. Problems.
So just remember what mom and dad always said. Nice people, let them in.
Correct.
All right, let's talk to Sam in Long Beach on 97.1 Free FM. What's up with you, crazy?
It's me from last night, remember?
Hey, not really.
Yeah, so I still strip on the weekends. Like
oh,
I
you're
said.
The 19-year-old that strips on the weekends.
Yeah, I'm the 19-year-old that strips on the weekends.
You know, you can deduct whipped cream.
I deduct everything.
Well,
I was wondering, do I really have to declare my tips and stuff? I mean, it's about $3,000 to $5,000 a month. And, you know,
how big are your tips?
My tips come out to about $3,000 to $5,000 a month.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. Those are big tips.
Those are nice tips.
But now you also get a paycheck, right? So obviously you don't get a paycheck. You work just
not
for tips.
Not for strippers. No. Strippers, we don't get paid to do it. We actually have to pay the club.
Is there anybody in the club that has bigger tips?
I think think there are a few girls that have bigger tips than me.
Nice nips.
All right, so what do you think, Michael? Does she have to declare the tips?
Absolutely.
And what if she doesn't? Well, how do they find out?
Well, if she puts the money in the bank, they're going to find out.
Actually, if she's a stripper, the guys at the IRS office probably already know that it's their tips. Yeah, if you put it in a bank account, they'll know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you get audited, they will know.
Don't
put it in a bank account, Sammy.
Rule of thumb. Sam, the stripper, Josh, the waiter. These people usually, if it's big tips, $3,000 a month, don't they report $1,000 a month? I mean, don't they just fudge it a little bit?
The official answer is all income is reportable.
Right. All right. Now, if you had, I'm going to do this year. I have a great tax accountant down in Orange County. The guy does my taxes. And I drive down to San Clemente. I mean, that's how good he is, fight through traffic. But do you suggest having two guys do them and then compare the returns?
Yeah, actually, that's a great thing to do because you're having one person prepare them and then you're having someone else actually looking over that guy's shoulder or girl's shoulder to make sure they're correct. It's
right.
An excellent thing.
You're only paying $300.
Exactly.
You might as well, and your tax return could vary or differ $5,000, $6,000.
Yeah, but then I'm going to tell you, though, if you had 10 accountants look at it, they're probably going to come up with 10 different answers.
That's what's so amazing about it all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interpretation.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's talk to Chris and San Dimas. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
What's up, you big studs?
Hey, you got a tax problem?
Yeah, I didn't file in 05 and 06. I make almost no money, and then I just got my W-2 for this year, and I'm going to file. Am I in big trouble?
Now, how much did you make in 05 and 06?
Maybe like 15, 20 grand.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, you got to file. I mean, it's a misdemeanor in this country not to file a return. Even, and here's a misconception, people think if the government owes them money, they don't have to file. Wrong. You have to file a tax return. You have to report your income.
Right? What is the tax rate for a guy that earns 15 grand?
Probably 10%.
10%?
So now, what should this guy do? He should go to H&R Block?
He should call 866-477-7762
but
so
you don't
we can
prepare,
help him.
But you said you don't prepare returns.
We do. We prepare returns.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. But that guy probably is not going to keep the rent paid over at Victory in Balboa. The guy owes,
right.
He earns 15 grand a year.
Exactly.
You should probably give that guy to maybe the chick who runs that little deli in that building.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to file the returns. You've got to get the returns filed. If you are on a W-2 and you had correct withholding, you're home free. You shouldn't owe any money.
Right, so you would work on his returns. You'd file them just to see then where you're at.
Right, but Tim's right. We're not in the business of preparing returns.
Right.
So someone like that, we probably wouldn't be able to help.
All right, and they're located right across from Birmingham High School, my alma mater. I don't know if you know that.
I do know that. You talk about it often.
Sit there right across from Birmingham High School and have a guy do help me with my taxes. How do you beat that?
Michael's office was not there when you were in high school.
That building was just built my senior year, I think.
Really?
1990, I think.
Oh, it was? Oh, then it wasn't there. I graduated back in 61. All right, let's talk to Rick in San Bernardino. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I was calling about my wife, the W-2 employee with a builder, and I was wondering if she can still be considered a real estate professional.
Yeah, I mean, the occupation really doesn't matter with regard to what the tax liability is going to be. I mean, she can call herself whatever she wants.
She can call
her
herself
occupation.
Queen of San Bernardino.
She should try that.
We go. She files as a real estate sales on our tax return, but we have rental properties also. And I was wondering if since she's a W-2 employee, that we.
I see. Yeah. Your question is the rental real estate a active or non-passive activity full time? It depends how many hours she devotes to that activity, and you have to have a log if you get audited. Everything I'm talking about is if you get audited.
Right.
You're going to have to produce a log.
Yeah, you can do anything you want until you get audited.
Right.
All right, Rick, we thank you for calling. Sounds like a great relationship there. He's trying to fudge the books and also compliment his wife with a big title.
Yeah.
Life's good in San Bernardino. All right, Michael Rosberg is with us. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, more free tax advice And some of the top 10 problems that people make, the top 10 mistakes people make when it comes to filing your taxes. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, you would be an idiot not to call Michael Rosbrook. 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. It is Conway and Whitman. Michael Rosbrook's with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hide the salami.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Michael Rosbrook is with us. If you have a tax problem, you've got to call him, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS, especially if you owe $10,000 or more. Guy walked into his office owing $7 million, got off scot-free.
Yeah, walked into the office owing $7 million, walked out owing zero.
Exactly.
About 24 months later.
Okay. 24 months.
Oh, he stayed in the office for 24 months?
Yeah, we had a bed in there for
him. Oh, right. Okay.
Wow. He's got a big company over there on Victory and Balboa. He's got about 40 people there, right?
Yeah, just about.
40 checks you got to write every week.
Oh, huh? Man. A lot of overhead.
Do you pay every week or you pay every other week? I always wonder.
You know what? We pay weekly.
Yeah?
We pay weekly.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's rare, isn't it?
It is. Most companies pay biweekly.
Yeah, that's what we have, twice a month.
Let's talk to Matt here in Compton. Matt, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Michael Rosbrook. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
All right, what happened to you?
Yeah, well, me, I barely tuned in, but my question might be a little different. But I'm a victim of identity theft. So every year that I've been filing taxes, the IRS will send me this big bill, like, that I owe them $7,000, $8,000. And it's because, in 03, I made about 25 grand, did my taxes, and then got a letter saying that that I filed wrong, that it showed that I made over 60 grand. And I was like, wow.
How much did you make?
I only made 25 grand a year.
Did you file a police report?
Yes, I did. I did all that. I filed a police report and, sent letters back to the IRS. But I've been going through this for the last 3 years.
But
is there anything I can do to get them to, like, say, hey, this isn't him working in Atlanta or Florida? And I'm from L.A.,
Yeah.
And there's people. Yeah.
But once you send in the police report and everything for each year, they adjust it, correct?
They adjust it, exactly. And, it's all weight. And the California Tax Board, just this year when I filed, they taxed me for 04.
All right, well, I'm not a professional here. Michael Rosbrook is. But I would recommend going and stealing somebody else's identity. No?
It might solve his problem.
But the problem is, though, you probably are every year going to have to prove that you're not the person that got that income by sending in the police report.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they're not going to flag the system forever that you had identity theft.
But in today's day and age with computers and, the knowledge and the Internet, isn't it fairly easy to track down who earned that money and where they earned it?
I tell you, it depends. Sometimes you got people, especially illegal immigrants, taking Social Security numbers.
Oh, I see, right.
And it's very tough to track it down sometimes.
Right. So. I talked to Troy here in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, Big Stud?
Hey, what do you got?
Mr. Rosbrook, I got a question for you. So let's say you're in deep financial straits and you have to file bankruptcy. How does that affect getting the IRS to lower how much you owe? And that's part of the whole amount, credit cards, and the taxes that you've owed in the last
Here's the general rule for discharging the IRS, and it's income taxes. You can't discharge payroll taxes. The general rule is that the taxes have to be 3 years old or older from the due date of the return. You have to have filed the returns 2 years prior to you filing the bankruptcy petition.
Wow.
And the third one's a little more technical, but 8 months have to pass from the date of assessment. Now, with the new bankruptcy rules, if you're including consumer debt, by the way, tax debt is not considered consumer debt, which is a good thing because you don't have all those hurdles that you have to overcome under the new Bankruptcy Act of 05.
Right, because it made it much harder for people to file.
Exactly, but not with taxes. Taxes, you don't have to meet the means test. There's a whole bunch of things that you don't have to do if it's non-consumer debt, which taxes are.
All right, real quickly, Michael, what are some of the mistakes that the average day guy, the average Joe, makes on his tax return?
The top 10 mistakes, number one, people doing their returns by hand are illegible.
Oh, I see. All right.
Second, the math
Will they send them back to you?
Oh no, they'll send you an audit letter. I call it the fishing expedition audit letter.
Right.
They will audit every single line item of that return if it's illegible.
Jesus Christ. All right, so do it on the computer or type it.
Right.
All right.
Second one is math. An error in addition or subtraction. Same thing.
Doing fuzzy math.
Exactly. Yeah. Third is transposition of Social Security numbers.
Oh, you write the wrong number down.
Put your right. Yep, sure. I can understand that. Especially so many times people are doing it late at night. They're tired and the numbers are
going. Or if you have three kids or four kids and you try to remember everyone's Social Security number, right. It's a little difficult.
All right. And, you know, my wife actually does hers with that TurboTax, with that software, and she has great success with it.
She's lucky. I see a lot of people. If you have more than a W-2 job, TurboTax is great. But if you have real estate, self-employed, unreimbursed business expenses,
she doesn't have any of that.
Rental properties, no. TurboTax is not the answer.
Yeah, but she has just the straight W-2s, and literally it does all of her taxes for her. And like, you know, took her an hour to do
it's
all.
It's fine. It's fine for that.
Yeah. All right, Michael Rosberg is with us. If you have a question for him, 520-9710. Let's talk to Frank in Burbank. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey guys, what's up? I got this girl who did my taxes a few years ago. And I thought she was pretty aggressive in some deductions, and I just recently got a letter saying that they want some kind of proof for my deductions from 2005, and I'm just wondering how serious this letter is.
Well, that's called an audit, and you probably got the letter, I bet you, in the upper right-hand corner says CP2000. And what that means is that the stuff that she put on the return doesn't match or jive with people who reported to the IRS your income or expenses. So you need to address that.
Oh, you mean so just so I understand, and so the caller understands. So what he reported as his income, another entity that may have had the necessity to report his income reported a different number to the government.
Or he left something off. A 1099 was left off, or a W-2 was left off.
Easily fixed, perhaps.
Yes, easily fixed. Yeah. Easily fixed.
Here's one of the reasons also why if you're going to gamble, like I occasionally do, I go through TVG.
Sure.
Because I was audited, not audited, but the IRS sent me a W-2 that they had received from TVG and said, you know, you made $7,000 on one race, which was true, but it cost me about, you know, $80,000 to get there. And they said, and I only wrote off $8,000 worth of bets. So I called TVG and I say, hey, listen, I got this letter from the IRS. Can you tell me how much I spent in 2005 when it comes to gambling? They overnighted at their expense an entire list to me. I sent that to the IRS, and they said, you got it. No problem.
It. You know, one time
if I was going to the track every day, I'd have to show them all the tickets, and they would ask me where I got the tickets. Yep. It would be a disaster.
You know, one time I was in Las Vegas. I think this is a couple of years ago, so I don't even need to worry about it. But, you know, I was losing, and it turns out I lost, you know, for the weekend. But I was on a run, and I was on a run for like $4,000 or $5,000, but I was still down. I mean, I was still a loser. But when I brought all of the chips to the cage at a casino I won't mention, they insisted on taking my identification down and writing down my name, and they said it was for their internal, you know, for their logging purposes.
Uh-huh.
Is that true? I mean, because
it probably is. They probably thought you stole the chips.
Well, no, because if they went to the IRS and said, you know, no, I never heard anything of it. Because it wasn't like I won that money, and I would assume the casino, you know, would have a track of me being down. So it's very possible they do that for internal reasons.
Well, they certainly would do it for IRS reporting reasons, because anything over $600, they're supposed to report on a 1099.
$600 per $1,
per,
right?
Per player?
$600 cumulative for 12 months.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I got to stop gambling.
Yeah, I know.
All right, or just keep it under $600 a year.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Or how about this? Just keep losing. It's more fun, and it's less complicated.
Remember, you can only deduct, if you're not a professional gambler, you can only deduct losses up to the amount of your winnings.
Right.
You got to go through, what, a four-year university to become a professional gambler?
Yes. I forget the name of
it. How do you become
it.
A professional gambler?
Well, it's like those guys on World Class Poker.
Right.
On TV. Those guys are professional gamblers.
But how do you get there? I mean, when you say to the IRS, I'm a professional gambler, Do they look at, do they go to a website? And
no, but I mean...
Look up your stats?
If that's the sole
source of income,
yeah,
then
yeah,
you're a professional gambler.
All right, well, I might make that my next move.
Jerry, I think Jerry Wyschowski is a professional gambler and a secondary board op.
He's a professional loser. All right, Michael Rosberg, call him at his office, especially if you owe money. There's Vince in West Covina. He owes $15,000 for back taxes.
Come on, Vince, be a man.
866-IRS-PROBLEMS. 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. Michael Rosberg out there at the Valley. Nice to see you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
guys. See you again. Look at that.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, this is the Conway Whitman Show. When we come back, we'll have the audio of Frosty, Heidi, and Frank talking about Brian Whitman, plus the most gruesome alcohol shots on the planet. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hide the salami.
Sure.